Either. You're listening to Eaters.com.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wassalamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أولئك هم الوارثون صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the ummah with the name Al-Warithu. Al-Warithu. Al-Warithu is translated as the supreme inheritor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the supreme inheritor. In the Arabic language, Warith means the one who inherits, the inheritor. And this word is also used in the Urdu language, Warith. So Warith means the one who is the inheritor. And so when we study this beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we learn, the scholars have mentioned, is that Allah is the supreme inheritor. That means whatever is in your possession right now, that was in the possession of somebody else previously. And what you even have now, there is a possibility, will be seized and taken away from you, and you will pass that on to somebody else. So when it comes to this dunya, a person really owns nothing. A person owns nothing. Nothing really belongs to him. He owns nothing. And so it is only Allah who is the supreme inheritor. So inshallah, with a few examples we will understand. So the house that we live in, if that property belongs to your father, or if that property belongs to you, then there is a possibility that there have been many people who have been owners of that property. Many people. Many people have died in that property. Many people were born in that property. And so now you are in possession of this property, and this property belongs to you. But in 100 years or 120, 30 years, whatever, however, how old the building may be, they may have been many, many owners. And now the property that is in your name, how long will you be the owner of this property? Very soon this property will then be inherited and somebody else will own this property. So insan is in possession of nothing. He does not own anything. He is only a warith for a very short period of time. You may own your car, that this car belongs to me. But there might be 2-3 owners previously. Unless you buy a brand new car. And even if it is that you are the first owner, then there is every possibility that after you there will be many people who will own this vehicle. So in this dunya, sometimes we actually forget. We forget that we are not malike kul. We don't actually own anything. Nothing whatsoever. A lot of people, mashallah, Allah has given them rizq, and they are earning and they are doing well for themselves. Then because of greed, they will borrow money from the bank, and they will want to tie this noose around their neck. And once you deal with the bank, that is it. This is sazaya maut. Every month now, play with your credit cards, this, that. Sometimes you'll find that a lot of people, their entire life is with this. The minute you go into that kind of living, it really becomes very, very difficult for a person. Because in reality, you own nothing. One heart attack. Sheikh Khalid from Saudi Arabia, mashallah, was reading Salah. And the Sheikh made salam, salam, and he sat and he looked at the congregation, and he fell to his left side, collapsed, heart attack, passed away. But what a beautiful death. What a beautiful death. Leading a congregation, being an imam in the house of Allah, and you depart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I am al-warith. It does not mean that you will not inherit anything, but what I want you to inherit is not this property that your father leaves you, the wealth the father leaves you, that what this dunya is going to give you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, forget all that. Look at the clear picture. Your father did not own anything, and you will not own anything. That house is still there standing. It will outlive you perhaps. That house is still there. And the new houses that are built, they are like boxes. What are they? Like what? People make this mistake. A new complex, and they want to go there and they want to buy a house. You'd rather buy a property, and I'm not a builder, but for sure I'll tell you, you know, old is gold, old property, very, very strong. What is it? Very, very strong. Say ye na di bhai, jo purane makan hai, wo to bahut hi mazboot hote hai na. Bahut mazboot. Nahi, nahi, the new houses that you will see, it's all to cut costs and to make it as cheap as possible. Bilkul khokhle hai. What is it? It is only cosmetics outside. It looks very, very beautiful. But that is it. Nothing, there is nothing inside it. So you may own a business, but that business is not going to be with you all the time. They might have been this, the same business, you might have inherited that from somebody, two people, three people before you. Or if it's a new business, then you will pass that on to somebody else if you succeed. If you are holding a position in a company, that if you are a supervisor, then there must have been many supervisors that came before you. If you are a manager, there must have been many managers that came before you. If you are a counselor, there were many counselors. If you are a prime minister, there were many prime ministers that came before you. Subhanallah. Hatta ke, even nabuwat a nabi, there were many nabi, many prophets that came before the prophets. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُولِ Allah is saying, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Nabi of Allah, and before him came many prophets also. This is not something very new. And so, all the time we are reminded, you might have a 20 pound note or a 10 pound note. Think about it. Some notes are very, very dirty, and some are very, very clean. Some are very, very clean. There's a possibility this note that you have in your pocket, maybe 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 people must have touched it, and it comes to you. How many people must have kept that 20 pound note? It might have gone all around the world and came back to you. There's a possibility it might come to you a second round. Never know. So that money has gone everywhere. That 1 pound coin has gone everywhere and it comes to you. A person owns nothing. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us. Al-warith is Allah. Al-warith is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what we learn from this beautiful name is that Allah is the supreme inheritor. Everything, Allah is the inheritor. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for insan, as far as this dunya goes, as far as this dunya goes, there is nothing that is going to be with him permanently. Even our youth, the young age today, mashallah, if you're young, if you have a look at yourself when you were young, when you were 15, when you were 20, how that also is taken away from you. Then when you're 25, then when you're 30, then when you're 35, then when you're 40, when you're 45, then you're 50, 55, 60, slowly you will see things that bit by bit, something is been taken away from you. This is the reality of this dunya, to remind us that insan owns nothing. And so that is why there is one very beautiful verse of the Quran. Allah says, "Inna nahnu narithu al-ard wa man 'alayha wa ilayna yurja'un." And we, and only we. Allah says, "Inna nahnu," ta'kid, "and we, and only we, are the owners of this earth and everything that is on it." Allah is the owner of this earth and everything that is on it, and everything shall return to us. Everything shall come back to who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. MashaAllah, just from this one name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person will realize how he should live in this dunya. What is his maqsad? In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna nahnu nuhi wa numit." We and only we give you life and bring death to you. وَإِنَّا نَحْنُ الْوَارِثُونَ. And only we are the ultimate inheritors. We are the ultimate inheritor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, everything goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us to inherit anything from this dunya. If we inherit anything from this dunya, then it is for a very short period of time. It is for a very short period of time. Now this beautiful name has been explained also in one hadith, which is in Ibn Majah Sharif, one of the six kitabs of ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I've actually written it here, so that the exact wording is there for us. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala an is the narrator. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "Ma minkum min ahadin illa lahu manzilani." Ma minkum min ahadin illa lahu manzilani. There is none of you in this world, or should I say, every one of you in this dunya, every one of you in this dunya will have two places allocated. How many places? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying two places have been allocated for everybody. Two places for me, two places for you, everybody. This is what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. Illa lahu manzilani, two places have been allocated. Manzilun fil jannati wa manzilun fil nar. One place has been reserved for everyone in Jannat, and for that same person, a place has been reserved for him in Jahannam. Allah save us. One place is in Jannat, and one place is in Jahannam. فَإِذَا مَاتَ فَدَخَلَ النَّارِ. And when a person dies, and if he dies in the state of kufr and he enters Jahannam, وَرِثَ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْزِلَهُ. There will be someone who will inherit his place in Jannah. There will be someone who will inherit his place in Jannah. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَذَٰلِكَ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَىٰ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ. This is the meaning of the verse of the Quran where Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ. That they will be those who will inherit. They will be those who will inherit. Now what will they inherit? In this dunya, we can't inherit permanently anything that is of this dunya. It is for a very short period of time. Imam Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi explains to us the meaning of this hadith, and he says that when a person is a believer, then his attitude in this dunya is that he understands that he needs to make an investment in the hereafter for him to reserve his place in Jannah. Just like when a person is traveling, even a very short trip, he doesn't want any magajmari, as we would say. He doesn't want any magajmari. So he will go online and he will book a room for himself, a hotel, wherever he is. And he has planned his entire journey, that this is my reservation, this is my planner, this is my itinerary, this is my route. This is the first city, this is where I will go, then I will travel, then I will go there. And so when everything is confirmed and you have got a seat reservation and a room that is booked, subhanallah, there is peace of mind. What is there? Peace of mind. So a believer, for him to have that sukoon and peace of mind, he knows that I have to work hard in this dunya, and I have to reserve my accommodation in Jannah very, very quickly. And it's faster than booking online, because there is no middleman. There is no... Even Jibreel alayhi salam has been moved out. There is no middleman. It is directly to who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when this person does good works in this dunya, then what will happen is that he has reserved his place in Jannah, so he will make an entry into Jannah, and the place that has been reserved for him in Jahannam, that will be discarded. But there is another hadith in the Sahih of Imam Muslim, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says no. Allah's Nabi has said how it works, is that when a person goes into Jannah, then there is his place also in Jahannam. There is also his place in Jahannam. That will be filled by a kafir, a Yahud, or a Nasrani who has died. And these are the clear words of Huzur alayhi salam. And he will be put into Jahannam because of his kufr, and that person will be put into Jannah because of his iman. Allahu Akbar. And so this is a very, very serious life, my respected brothers and elders. And we only get one chance. Allah, make it easy for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Allah, save us. And that is why we should be very, very regular in our salah. Very regular. In one hadith, again this is in Ibn Majah Sharif, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the fire of Jahannam is so intense, but it will not harm the body parts that has done sajda to Allah. How beautiful is that? Now imagine, you prayed Isha, now we all prayed Isha. So for Isha what we did, the nose went down, the forehead went down, the fingers, the hands went down, the knees went down. Your whole body you are doing down and you're doing sajda to Allah. Physically, the entire body is in that movement. When a person is regular in his salah, like how it is difficult for the fire of Jahannam to consume that person who's got some portion of the Quran in his heart, it will become difficult also to harm that person who is regular in his salah. So my young friends that are here and everybody that is listening at home, whatever you do in life, one thing always remember, under no circumstances should we miss our salah. Under no circumstances should we miss our... If it is summer, if it is winter, if you are traveling, or if you are a muqeem, whatever, we should always, always perform our salah. Never make it qada. Very, very important for us to understand that. And so, There is a reservation that is made for each individual. One is in Jannat and one it is in Jahannam. But shall I give you some glad tidings from the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Now it is said in the hadith that there is one man that Jannat, the doors of Jannat will call that person. All of the doors of Jannat will call that person that enter from me. In the hadith it comes that there is one person in my ummah, that there is one person, his honor is such that all the gates of Jannah will take his name that come from me. Brothers, do you know who that person is? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. It is said about Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, the amal level, the deeds are so lofty that all of the doors of Jannat will be calling Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr. You know, like when you love somebody and you chant out his name all the time and you are giving him your full rally and support and you are chanting his name and you are showing that my loyalty is with you and my commitment is to you and that we are with you and we are your members. Jannat will say first, Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr, come through us. Abu Bakr, come through us. Now, imagine if Jannat was to make dua for you and I. How was that? How is that? Would you like that? That Jannat is making dua for us. Jannat is making dua for us. Of course, we can't reach the status of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. But by the barakat of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are certain small a'mal that we do and a person is given that honor. And this is a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For barakat, I'm going to read the whole, not the whole sanad, but the sahabi and the riwayat. So there is barakat. And Anas radiyallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala an is the narrator. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man sa'ala al-jannata thalatha marratin. The one in 24 hours, in your one day, the one who is asking for Jannah to his Allah three times. How many times? Not even in Arabic. It can be in Gujarati, in Urdu, in English, whatever your mother tongue is. And you ask for Jannah how many times?
Three times.
Oh Allah, give us Jannah. Oh Allah, give us Jannah. Oh Allah, give us Jannah. A simple statement. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Qalatil Jannah. Then Jannah says to Allah Pak. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. It's like all of you are fasting. Qalatil Jannah. Jannah says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma, Allahumma, adkhilhu al-jannah. Allah Pak, that man sitting in Masjid-e-Umar is asking for me and he took my name three times. Allah, please open my gates for that person. Allah, open my gates for that person. Allahumma adkhilhu al-jannah. Allah, enter him in Jannah. Is that difficult? Is that difficult? To ask Jannat how many times?
Three times.
Three times. You do your farz namaz, you do your farais, you do your duty, be a good Muslim. Before going to sleep and saying, Ya Allah, we heard your beautiful Nabi saying this. And this is a hadith. Hazrat Anas is the Rawi. And oh Allah, my knowledge is also deficient. I am not a great scholar or whatever. But I'm saying in my own words, Ya Allah, you know everything. Allah, give me Jannah. Allah, give me Jannah. Allah, give me Jannah. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَنْ إِسْتَجَارَ مِنَ النَّارِ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ. The one who seeks refuge in Allah Ta'ala from Jahannam three times. How many times? And he says, Oh Allah, save me from Jahannam. Oh Allah, save me from Jahannam. Oh Allah, save me from Jahannam. قَالَتِ النَّارِ. Then Jahannam says to Allah, Allahumma ajirhu minan nar, O my Allah, save him from me. Save him from my fire. Oh Allah, save him from my fire. He is saying that he wants protection from me. Save him, oh Allah, save him. Where will you get that honor that Jahannam is putting an application for us to Allah Pak to save us? This honor is given to us by the barakat of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. So inshallah, that much we will do. And so from Warithun, what do we learn? That we actually, we are tenants in this world. What is it? It's like a tenancy agreement. The house, maybe in the land registry it might be in your name. In the land registry it might be in your name. But this land belongs to Allah Pak. This land belongs, Allah says, Inna nahnu narithul arda wa man alayha wa ilayna yurja'un. This dunya land registry, that is not counted. You own nothing. You take, your business is not yours, your car is not yours. You own nothing. But then if we own nothing, then we come in this dunya, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanting us to inherit? What is Allah wanting us to inherit? Now listen to this, my respected brothers. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to inherit, the Quran says, أَلَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. Allah wants you to inherit Jannatul Firdaus. Allah is saying, forget a property in Highfields, in Oadby, in Evington area, where? Evington Gardens, where Omar Saab is staying. Forget a property there. And so, Allah is saying, own a property where? Jannatul Firdaus. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, don't be a miser. Don't be a miser. Don't be a miser. Allahu Akbar. Allah is that Allah. Don't look at yourself, or who am I? Am I worthy? But look at Allah. Who do you look at? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ask him, he is the owner, and say, Allah, I want Jannatul Firdaus. I don't want nothing less. I want Jannatul Firdaus. الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. And this is what Allah wants us to inherit. But for that, the only thing we have to do in this dunya, my respected brothers, is أَعْمَالِ صَالِحَ. What is it? أَعْمَالِ صَالِحَ. The deeds that we do will allow us ownership of Jannatul Firdaus. Otherwise, anything of this dunya, we will not inherit. We will not, it will only be for a short period of time. But if we want permanent occupancy, that is in Jannatul Firdaus. Jannatul Firdaus will only come when we do good deeds. When we do good deeds. Now, if you want to do good deeds, my respected brothers, I won't take much of your time, inshallah, but just bear with me. When you are driving, and insurance can be very, very expensive, especially when you are a new driver. It's very, very. And then you want to protect your no claim bonus. You want to protect it. So you'll have to pay a premium for that. For a person who wants to guarantee Jannah, he has to protect his good deeds. What does he have to do? No claims bonus. Protection, if you want to give it. If you want to give protection to your good deeds, there is a premium that a person will have to give. And that is, he will have to be very, very careful that his deeds remain intact. His deeds remain intact. Because there is one hadith, and I've also written this, but this hadith, that hadith is in a different book. But that hadith is narrated by Hazrat Thawban. Thawban radiallahu ta'ala. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Thawban, يَأْتُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِحِسَابٍ أَمْثَالِ جَبَلِ تِهَامَ. That a group of people will come on the day of Qiyamah, their good deeds will be equivalent to the mountain of Tiyamah. To the mountain of... As in Allah's Nabi saying, mountain of Tihama is so big and wide, huge mountain. And they will come with a mountain full of good deeds on the day of Qiyam. يَأْتُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِحِسَابٍ أَمْثَالَ جِبَالِ تِهَامَ Equivalent to the mountain of Tihama. But then what will happen? فَيَجْعَلَهُ اللَّهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا Allahu Akbar. But Allah will make all of those good deeds scattered dust. Like when a person does this, when there's a lot of dust, what does he do? And you see dust flying everywhere. All of his good deeds will be of no profit to him. It will be scattered. فَيَجْعَلَهُ اللَّهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا Allah will make it scattered dust. Thawban radiyallahu ta'ala answered, O Nabi of Allah, can you tell us why and what is the reason when a man comes with so much amal and that nothing will be valid for him, so that we are very, very careful? And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Thawban, don't think that this man is not from your community, but he is of your skin, as in he's a Muslim. And he will wake up in the night for salah. And he will be praying salah with you. And he will speak the same language as you. As in he is your brother. I am not talking about some aliens. Allah's Nabi is saying, I am talking about your brothers. But they will come with a amal that is equivalent to mountain of Tihama. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah save us. Wallahi, this hadith shakes you. This hadith shakes you. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is a reason for that. There is a reason for that. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Subhanallah al-Azim, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the reason is that إِذَا خَلَوْ مِن مَحَارِمِ اللَّهِ إِنْتَكَهُوهَا That they were in the habit that when they were alone, they would transgress the boundaries and the hudud of Allah, and they would commit sins when they were alone. Despite the fact that they knew that my Allah is watching me, but that did not bother them, and they would commit guna and they would do sins in the dark when they are alone. And they would violate, and that which Allah made haram for them, they would break that and enter that. Intahakuha. They would enter that. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept the amal. Now this is a very serious, subhanallah, hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we need to put in our mind that if we are going to stop ourselves from guna, there is only one way and there is no two ways about it. There is only one way. And that is to inculcate in us the fear of Allah. What is it? To put the fear of Allah. How many people, when they are alone, in their privacy, they can do whatever they want. But Allahu Akbar, what they don't know is Allah is watching them. They don't know is Allah is watching them. Allah is watching them. And then Allah is watching them and nothing is happening to them. Shaitan makes them feel, oh, you see, I'm getting away with it. 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 But nobody gets away. Nobody gets away. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَيُّتْرَكُوا أَن يَكُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ بَسْ And so we need to protect our a'mal. What is it? Now, for a person, even if he is doing something wrong in his privacy, and he's trying his hard, but at least be a fighter. What is it? At least be a fighter and a warrior. And if he has done something wrong, then at least he must show respect to Allah by being sincere and doing tawbah. If the shaitan dragged him to guna, never mind. Thereafter, be sincere and committed to Allah, and don't wait for Zohar namaz, and don't wait for Maghrib namaz, and don't wait for Jumu'ah namaz. Immediately do Tawbah at the same time. Oh Allah, forgive me, I failed. Allah forgive me, Allah forgive me. Sincerely, I will try again. This is something which is very, very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. And so, finally, my respected brothers, very quickly, what is expected that Allah is the supreme inheritor and that in this world we own nothing. And this realization should be inside us. And there are going to be certain things that will happen to us very, very soon. It might be one day, it might be 1 year. It might be 10 years, it might be 20 years. Allah knows best. But when a person dies, what will happen? My clothes will be taken out. The beautiful clothes that are hanging in the cupboard today, the day clothes that he puts on, the night clothes that he puts on, once the ruh is out, everything ends. Then even his clothes he will not inherit. Even the clothes that he is wearing, they will be taken out. And then he would never allow anybody to come in the bathroom, because that is his privacy. But then a group of people will come there and bathe him. What will they do? Bathe him. Who will come? Nobody knows. Who will touch your body? Nobody knows. What kind of water will touch your body? Nobody knows. Who will remove your clothes? Nobody knows. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And somebody will come and he will give you ghusl and bathe you. And then your clothes are taken out. Then they will give you unstitched clothes to put on. The clothes that you would never put on and ever come to the masjid or go out even in your back garden. But you inherit nothing and we inherit nothing. And Allah is saying, for you will be a simple cloth of your kafan. And then the property and the house that we craved for and that we loved and we spent everything in this beautiful property, beautiful house, he will be removed from his property. The minute he dies, can he even spend the night there, or will he be spending the night in the mortuary? That is a question. Will he be spending that one night in the house, or will it be in that mortuary? You see, Allah is Al-Waris. Allah is saying, insan owns nothing. And possibly he might just come to his house for a few hours. They will remove him from his property. And then they will transfer him to a new residence. And for that, many, many people will come to see him. And lots of people will come to see his last departure and for him to be disposed of in his new residence. And so people will come and they will pick him up and they will put him in a hole and that is it. And so now he is in this new property. He is so muhtaj that there is no numbers that are written, that the postman can come and see that, oh, this is 21, 22, 23, 14, a letter has come for you and this is a letter we are posting. And only if you have good family and good children that they think of you and that they pray behind you, then count yourself lucky. Otherwise every man is for himself. Nobody will send you nothing. And then that is going to be your first night in that grave. Will it be summer? Will it be winter? Will it be night? Will it be day? Will it be raining? Will there be water in that grave? What will happen? It is the first residence that we move. Then what happens? My car keys are taken, my house keys are taken, my briefcase is taken, my clothes are taken, My car is taken, my house is occupied, everything that belongs to me is now taken away. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Everything is taken away. And in fact, those who really loved you, the fact of the matter is, by a person dying in this dunya, dunya still goes and moves and continues. Dunya does not stop. Dunya does not stop. It will still go on. Someone who really loves you will think about you, but after 6 months, even that person will forget you. Even that person will forget you. Allah. That person will forget you. Your children will forget you. Your family could forget you. This is the reality. And the haqiqat is that we don't take with us nothing in this dunya to such an extent that the minute you die, the first thing that is taken away from you is what? Does anybody know? Anybody know? What is the first thing that is taken away from you when you die? Mashallah. Imagine, the first thing that disappears and vanishes is your name. You are no longer Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Aye, Maulana Sahib Aye, Imam Sahib Aye, Doctor Sahib Aye, Amma Ji Aye, Abba Aye. Allahu Akbar. This world is such that it takes away your name. Lash kaha hai? Where do they say? What will they say? Lash. And lash comes from the Arabic word la shayun. What is it? La shay. And la shay means nothing. La shay means nothing. That this is nothing. And then, where is the body? These are the words. Where is the body? Where is marhum now? Is marhum ghusl ho gaya marhum ka? A complete new name. Where is the janaza? These are the names. Marhum, where is the body? Bring the janaza. Lash kaha hai? But nobody will call you with honor by your name. The first thing that you are deprived of, that is taken away, is your name. And life still continues. And so from this beautiful name, Al-Warith, what we are taught, my respected brothers and elders, that Allah has sent us in this dunya, not to inherit this dunya. Not to inherit. This dunya is for those who want this dunya. For those who want this dunya. Allah does not want us to inherit this dunya. Allah wants us to inherit Jannatul Firdaus. Alladhina yarithun al-Firdaus. Alladhina yarithun al-Firdaus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a place in Jannatul Firdaus. And that is why it is so important that as an ummah we look after ourselves. As a family we look after ourselves. We don't want people missing out from our family. That we all want to enter Jannah together. And that we recognize everybody and that everybody inshallah should enter Jannah. Allah give us all the tawfiq. MashaAllah, for a few minutes, my respected brothers, let us do the zikr of Allah and think of the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And put the name of Allah in the heart, inshaAllah, and think that your heart is doing the zikr of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا الله ہمیں جہنم کی آگ سے یا اللہ تو ہماری حفاظت فرما اللہ ہمیں جنت الفردوس میں جگہ دے دے اللہ ہمیں جنت الفردوس میں جگہ دے دے اللہ ہمیں جنت الفردوس میں جگہ دے دے اللہ ہم مسکین ہے اللہ ہم مسکین ہے گنہگار ہے اللہ دنیا میں جاتے ہیں تو یا اللہ دنیا کے عاشق بن جاتے ہیں اللہ تو ہماری حفاظت فرما اللہ تو رحیم ہے کریم ہے اللہ تو جنت کا مالک ہے اللہ تو ہمیں ہمارے اہل خانہ کے ساتھ یا اللہ اور تمام اہل ایمان کو یا اللہ جنت الفردوس میں جگہ دے اللہ تمام کو جنت الفردوس میں جگہ دے اللہ یہ دنیا دھوکے کی جگہ ہے اللہ ہمیں توفیق دے یا اللہ کہ ہم اس دھوکے سے بچ جائے اللہ ہم اس دھوکے سے بچ جائے اللہ ہماری جوان نسل ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بن جائے اللہ جس کی جو پریشانی ہے اس پریشانی کو دور فرما وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا رحمة الله.